The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of heaven before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
In every family, group, community, there are those who experience great suffering that no one knows about or very few know about, endure great hardship that no one knows about, who have made great promises and kept them to God that no one knows about. Making that promise to God. And I'm not talking about those that say yes and then don't follow through, or those that say no and then follow through, but those that say yes and then act on that yes. For example, I once knew a man who almost lost his life in the Korean War, trying to take some hill, severely injured. And while he was in the aid station, thoroughly convinced that he would not leave there, that he would die in that aid station. And he made one of those foxhole promises. He promised that if he made it home alive, he would never again miss a Sunday Mass. Doesn't seem like a lot to offer to God for a whole lifetime, does it? One Sunday Mass, once a week, not much, but it's a lifetime commitment never to forget about God. And in that extreme moment of his life in Korea, this man realized that while God is always faithful to us, we too are called to be faithful to God in real and specific ways, not in the generic, "I'm going to be good" way or "I'm going to be nice to other" way. Real and specific ways. This man kept his promise. He never missed a Sunday Mass until he was suffering from cancer and physically unable to make it to Mass. It's a lifetime commitment to struggle and be faithful to God. And I have to tell you, this man was a better person because he kept that promise. Better man because he didn't allow that traumatic event to sour him. He remained his whole life grateful every week, grateful for the gift he was given. He was generous, loving, joyful. He taught me that it is possible and even fulfilling to be faithful to God. We've all made promises to God. Most of us never believe that we really have to follow through with those promises. But this week, what is one promise that you can make? One promise that you can make and keep.